Hare, Sr., Brother and Sister Joseph. Wellington, New Zealand, July 1893. Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Hare, Sr. Keo, Wangaroa County, New Zealand. Dear Brother and Sister, I have long desired to write to you, but one thing after another has urged itself upon me, and I did not set about the matter. I have not forgotten my pleasant home, neither have I lost my remembrance of your kindness and respect and love shown to us in your retired home. I have thought of you many, many times. I have thought of you in your declining years, and of your afflictions in your family. The one so active, ever cheerfully and uncomplainingly doing to make all comfortable, and yet sorely afflicted. May the Lord bless every member of your family. I am glad the children have given their hearts to Jesus, and that they love Him who first loved them. Oh, thank our Heavenly Father for the gift of His dear Son. I have thought of Mother Hare's expectation and being disappointed in meeting her children, and the uncertainty upon you as a family. Oh, there are sad things in this world to be endured, and those who have not a precious Savior upon whom they can lean are certainly in a deplorable condition. The comforts of the Scriptures are very great. They abound in consolations to the afflicted and bereaved, the sick and the suffering. I seem to see Jesus saying to you, Father and Mother Hare, lean on me, lean hard. I will bear you up. My arm shall never fail you. It shall be strong to support you over all the rough and difficult places. Only make me your trust, and you shall be guided safely and upheld firmly. Oh, the precious Bible! Its truths are full of marrow and fatness. We may consider and rejoice in the light of the promises. They are the gracious utterances of an infinite God. His voice is speaking to us out of His Word. I hope you are of good courage. This affliction that has come to you, you may not be able to explain. Everything may remain in impenetrable mystery until the sea shall give up her dead. But let not your heart bow down in sorrow, for they are the Lord's property, and He will do what He will with His own. This we know, that His love is greater than ours possibly can be, and Jesus so loved them that He gave His life to redeem them. Then let them rest, and let your heart go out more decidedly after Jesus to supply every soul hunger, every want. The Lord is soon coming, and we want to be prepared to meet Him, to be of that number who shall see Him as He is, and be made like Him. Father and Mother Hare, how precious is Jesus to the believing soul! Bear in mind the precious promises, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You may in confidence exclaim, The Lord is my helper. Hebrews 13, verse 5, 6. Whatever may be your circumstances, however dark and mysterious may be the ways of providence, though the path may be through the deep waters, and trials and bereavements may afflict again and again, the assurance still comes, All things work together for good to them that love God. Romans 8, verse 28. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. The pilgrim's warfare will soon be over, and we shall lay our armor down at the feet of our Redeemer. Be of good courage in the Lord. I have not time now to write to the dear children, but I shall try and write to them sometime. Forgive me for not writing before this. I will try and not let so long a time pass again without communicating to you, even if it is only a few lines. Love to all the family.